With presidential campaigns in full swing across New Hampshire, it's easy to forget that municipal elections in several cities are just a couple of weeks away. One candidate in Manchester recently came up with a novel way to try to get the attention of potential voters, a karaoke contest. NHBR contributor Ted Seifer has the story.
That's the sweet voice of Ed Sapienza, the impresario for Candidate Karaoke Night. And no, this romantic ballad was not a shameless attempt to court voters in his bid for Ward 8 alderman. Prior to taking the stage, Sapienza said, with shot glass in hand, that the event was a way to bring some humor and humanity to the local political scene.
I kind of picture it this way. I picture this as like a pin to the bubble or the stuffed shirt, you know what I mean? Like, we're pretty passionate in politics, Amit, you know that, and you need a little bit of relief.
About a dozen candidates took the mic at the Spare Time Bowling Alley and Bar in Manchester, a fraction of the more than 50 people vying for seats in the November 3rd election. Mayor Ted Gatsis didn't show, but his challenger Joyce Craig did make an appearance. Still, she said, it was best for everyone that she not sing. It's safe to say none of the candidates will be getting record deals anytime soon. But the fact that conservative and liberal candidates took part was in itself notable in Manchester. This is a city known for bare-knuckle politics. Three incumbent aldermen are currently facing a lawsuit brought by Republican activists. They claim the aldermen violated conflict of interest rules for not abstaining on a vote on a teacher contract, since the officials have close family members who are teachers. Joseph LaChance, a Republican state representative and a candidate for school board, said he saw the event as a way to transcend politics.
You know, I think sometimes we lose focus. Sometimes the extremes of the party, the left and the right, sometimes just need to sit down, have a beer, have a conversation, and maybe, just maybe, we can get back to where we used to be, when we could make politics, decisions, and ideas move forward collaboratively.
And while it was all in the spirit of fun, some of the candidates clearly had chops. That's Lisa Freeman, who's running for the Ward 5 school board seat. She would end up being declared the winner of Candidate Karaoke Night. Time will tell if this boosts her chances on election day. For NHPR, I'm Ted Seifer.
Your political karaoke connection.